So we're up to, where are we up to? We're up to Sif Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. We're in Resh Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. We're going step by step. So what did we talk about last week? We spoke about, regardless if you're learning our limud or not, we're talking about standing or sitting. You weren't part of our survey. So what do they do in the Kuttner home?
Or
they stand, they sit?
Stand for everything.
Stand for everything straight through and through. Amazing. So we're going to touch upon, you know, some old stuff from you know, unfinished business regarding Kos Shel Bracha. A few halachas, scattered halachas of Kos Shel Bracha that we didn't touch upon. Really, which is really Simen Kuf Pei Gimel in Chelek Beis of Mishnah Berurah. Right. Yeah, don't worry, we got the mountains just for looks. Yeah, I hope it impresses. But we're going to Simen Kuf Pei Gimel for a moment, because the Mishnah Berurah goes and tells you, you know, all the laws that apply to, you know, the post by benching apply to Kiddush as well. So what are those halachas? So we're going to get through a few of them. I'm going to give a special shout out to our local Yeki, who's attending with a guest appearance for the foreshadowing. We're going to talk about Yekis tonight. They're going to get a special shout out. So, you know, show and tell.
In a positive way.
What? No, 100%. But the show and tell is that we even have a Yeki on site. Any other Yekis? Speak now.
I knew some.
My cousin's a Yeki. So Kos Shel Bracha, yeah? So we say in by Kiddush, all the halakhas of Kos by benching apply to Kos Shel Kiddush as well. So what are some of those halakhas? So interesting halakhas. One of them is, let's see. How do you hold the, you know me, I love surveys. How do you hold it? Go, just pick up your hand.
How I know I should hold it?
No, I want to know how you do hold it. How do you hold it? Give me a hand motion.
Occasionally this.
No, I want to know what you do.
What I do?
Yes.
More often than not is this.
This, great. This. Okay, so most of the people are gripping it upright. Okay? Fine. So the Mishnah Berurah actually has an opinion on the matter. It's in Kuf Pei Gimel. Kuf Pei Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah goes and says, he brings from a shlah. And yeah, this is all Kabbalah, and we're just going to say facts. We're not going to get into reasoning, because I don't even know the reasoning. He says a fact, the shlah goes and writes that your fingers should be upwards. And facing lemala, and the becher should be placed in your palm. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Lavush comes along, who lived 400 years before the Mishnah Berurah. The Lavush Talmud of the Rama, very good. Someone's listening to the history shiur.
I've been listening to some shiur.
I know, too much info.
No, I've been listening.
100%.
So, David Katz.
He's great.
He's very good.
He's great. He's great. Also of the Marshal. 2 points for Rabbi Klein. So, the Lavush actually says something even weirder. He says that something to do with your fingers, but it should actually be at the end of your fingers. So it ends up being like a little balancing act. Which, if you see, I've seen some Hasidim actually do that.
But it's not practical.
So they do it practically, but for most of us, it's not practical. So what I love the most is, they practice and it becomes practical. That was a good pun. So what I love the most is, when Shmuel Kamenetsky actually writes in Kovas Halachas and Hilchos Kiddush, on this one, you know, he actually verbalizes. You know, there's so many different minhagim, and everyone should do what they do. Which I've had this conversation with my Rebbe so many times. Rebbe, what's the halacha? Whatever you do is fine. Rebbe, what does that mean? Tell me what to do. Whatever you do is fine. This is one of those scenarios. Whatever you do is fine. So those who grip it like this, he actually writes, there are many opinions. The Mishnah Berurah only quotes the Shlah, but there are many opinions. So I had just a nitty-gritty type of Shiloh. What do you do when you have a big becher? I got one when I got married. Nice big becher with a stem. And you want to do the Shlah. It's like one of these questions you always wanted to ask, but no one asked. You hold it. So do you cup it in between? You take you take the stem and you go like this, right? And then hold it like this, fingers up. Or do you hold it on the bottom and it becomes like a little bit of a balancing act also, right? So I asked. So that's not an is-sir. Again, you're not even trying, and it's not both hands, and it's fine. So, a fair point, but it's not an is-sir. Then, what should you do with it? I asked Rebbe Yamin Hollander. You've heard him before, you'll hear him again. And he said that is still a fulfillment, because your fingers are still upwards, and it's in the palm of your hand. That's still a fulfillment of the shlo. Okay, let's move on. Yeah, intimate. It's a sif in Shulchan Aruch. It's actually in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel.
What's a sif in Shulchan Aruch?
He asked, what's this whole thing about picking it up with two hands? So again, it's a sif in Shulchan Aruch. You want to know, is it done? Different conversation.
Are there ta'amim given for these things?
So it's the easiest one, and that's really something that runs through the whole Kiddush and the whole Avdalah. There's something called like kavod, and you're trying to give kavod for the item. So you pick it up with two hands, and then, ironically, the Yerushalmi says, you may not support the post with your left hand. It should be only your right.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Fine. So that's one opinion. The opinion of Shulchan Aruch says you should be one-handed.
Yeah, all right.
Well, so that's what I meant.
I'm going to tell you, since I'm extraordinarily old.
Yes.
All right?
But look very young.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm very mature. So the problem is, as you get older,
yes,
you can't hold it like that.
Fine, fair. That's a very fair point. Now, again, it's an isser. It's a covered thing, right? It'll be a bigger zilzel if half of the becher is spilled out.
Right.
Right? Which we're going to get to. It has to be mole, right? Fine. That's actually going to lead us. That's going to segue into Sif Yud Beis, which we're supposed to be speaking about tonight. So stay tuned. So now, what is it? You should pick it up with 10 fingers even. That's already Kabbalah.
Okay.
A lot of fingers, a lot of numbers. Notice there's a theme there. Pick it up with two hands, 10 fingers, and that someone else would have to do for you. Because otherwise, how do you pick it up with 10 fingers? And then shift. Okay. If you can maneuver it, maneuver it. Otherwise, someone else should do it for you.
The Indian is to give cover to make a shinui because it's Shabbos. Is that it? Is that the Indian?
So this would be during the week. So this is a very interesting, this is one of these like, yeah, when you get to doing mitzvot right. Right? I mean, like we always said, when there's stakes are doing an Avera, so people do things automatically much more scrupulously. When it's doing it right, it's like, oh, I do what I do. So this is the hard part here, because yes, it's all about COVID, and it's all about what should be done. During the week, the halakha of making a benching on a post applies during the week just as much as Shabbos. It's a halakha of benching. Yeah? So, yet, well said, nobody does that. Nobody. So, the Mishnah Berurah spells out in Hilchos Birchas Hamazon, he spells out that really it should be done by a yachid. Again, eye popping. Every yachid should bench al hakos. Right? No one does that. He says, but the minog is to only do it when there's three. So, again, you know, I love getting into, like, the difficult scenario. So, let's do the lunchroom in the yeshiva. So, that's a world war, right? Because you were never kovea together to be kovea suda. It's a revolving door, right? You walk in for breakfast. You learned a little bit more of halakha seder. Or you're still davening. You said tehillim. And then you catch some toast and then move on. So, that's never a kfias. Let's say you actually have a kfias, bona fide, come, let's eat together, you, and we leave together, and we bench together. Yeah, so let's say, you sit down, yeah. Now that no one does it, it would look like I have a fair. But now, we're trying to explore, why doesn't anyone do that? Fair. So now, what do you do? Really, it should be three people. Three people, you should bench halakos. Again, this is l'chatchila, doing it right. So, for some reason, even those who do, some people just don't, even those who do only do it on Shabbos. So if anyone has a good explanation for me, please speak now or later
and during the
or
week,
anytime.
During the week, the course is on what? On
benching.
No, not bench you.
Grape juice. Grape juice, wine. The chachila should be wine. Grape juice. You want to know? Maybe we'll. Maybe this man.
My mommy, she never saw this. I didn't see it in Philadelphia. I never saw this.
100%.
Mommy, she never.
100%. I learned. Yeah. I'll name you the yeshivas I went to, and I've never seen it during the week. Seen it during the week? Never. Okay. So it's a fair question, which again, it's almost like a historical exploration. When did we drop it and why? So definitely food for thought. Another one that has to be full, which we're gonna get back to in a moment. What else do we have here? E-tour. That it should be adorned or it should be crowned. So many of the modern-day poskim say that it's a milah. The Gemara speaks about it. It's again, this is all kavod. We're painting this picture of kavod for the bracha. So they say you should do it. You don't have to, but if you have many cups, just do it. So again, it gets very like practical. How do you distribute the wine? Do you distribute the wine?
Thank you.
So we're going to get there, and next week we're going to get to, does every person have to get a sip? And why? So, assuming you do, how do you do it? You have little bechers, or you just pour a big gulp and then pass the big glass around, so then you wouldn't necessarily collect it. Please, everyone, send in your big wine glasses, and I'm going to adorn the Kiddush cup with them. That's not practical, and I wouldn't suggest it. Yeah, so that would be, theoretically, that would be Itur, right? Because, again, it's hard to know, because what do you have? That trickling device.
With the fish.
Yeah, that trickling device, and you have the becher in between. So you pick it up, and what do you do now? So is that considered saviv? Seemingly it would. Okay, one other thing, Ituf. Ituf is they used to wrap their head. The Gemara talks about that they would be ma'atev their rosh. So ituf arosh was one of the things they used to do lechvod abracha. So that's where it comes in that many people can say, again, for those who do, one should adorn a hat. So much so, if you want to get very like source based, you only need to wear a hat. Which, this is already emotional. People think, you see that guy, it's almost like comical. I remember in yeshiva when I saw it, I used to roll my eyes. I'll be honest with you. The guy, he's about to bench, and he grabs his hat, slams it on his head, no jacket, and starts to bench. Like, what is that? The answer is, you want to go letter of the law? The Gemara says, ituf, which is a reference to putting a scarf around your head, and Medina de Gemara, you want to get all textural? All you need to cover is your head. So you don't need to wear a jacket. Again, some do, some don't. And you want to know, does it have a basis? The answer is yes. Okay, we're just informing you. Now we're informed. Let's move on. Last one is that cannot be pogum, which comes up in Sifyut Aleph and Sifyut Beis. What is pogum? When you drink from a becher, you have pogumized it. That's a verb. So how do you fix it? So this is a separate simon kuf hey base. This is really like a bekiyas shir. We're just trying to cover a lot of knowledge really fast. So bear with me. How do you fix when a place is pogum? The way you do it, we're machmir for both directions. In simon kuf hey gimel, there's different opinions in the Gemara and the Rishonim. Maybe just pouring more wine into the existent becher fixes it. Meaning you drink from it, now it's contaminated. It's pugum. So how do you fix it? Add more wine and then it fixes it. Or you have to pour back into the bottle. So you ever see people do that little back and forth? It's actually sores. Look in some kuf pei beis. What? No, so we want the movement of the wine in either direction.
So from the place ha-pogum back into the bottle?
From the place ha-pogum into the bottle, and then from the bottle back into the place. It's a separate inyan. It's a separate inyan of the Kabbalah.
What is the pogum here? Explain this to me.
Pogum means that it is, so to say, it has been what's the word?
Blemish.
Yeah, I wouldn't say pug. Yeah, tainted. Thank you. Tainted or blemished, that when you have drinking from it, again, what's the exact reasoning? Is it the germs? Is it the... Right. Pouring back in the bottle doesn't really help the germs, but it's not, so to say, we don't want to make a bracha on used wine that you drink from. It's very, it's in the same in line with, this is not something of kavod for your wine to be already drinking from. That's why if someone makes kiddush and he has half a cup left, you should not use that half a cup. Why? The reason, if you want to know halakhic term, it's called pugum. That's the reason. How do you fix it? You pour a little bit into the bottle. Again, if you're germ conscious, none of this helps. Right? Because the germs are still there. It doesn't work. If you're not germ conscious and you want to fix it, lahalacha, you pour into the wine bottle and then back into the becher, and now you're in business. If you want to see more, see Simon Kuf Pei Beis.
Let me ask you.
No, drinking. No, drinking. Yes.
Let me tell you, let me ask you, when you say the bar, you finish bar priagofen?
Yes.
Which is the last bar,
Mekadesh HaShabbos.
Mekadesh HaShabbos. Then, for germ reasons, you take it, you put it into your cup, you drink it, and then you pour into the other.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it next week.
What am I going to do to Shabbos?
You'll figure it out. You're in good hands. You're in good hands.
I should ask the Yekid.
You're in good hands. So generally speaking, many people pour out. Because again, if you drink first and then you offer everyone else, they got from a kos that's pogum. But if you pour it out, it may have been diminished from the kos shel bracha. In halacha, there's one shita, for sure, that says that every person, right? Every person should be drinking from the Kodesh HaBracha itself. So now, this is already the next level of non-germophobia. You literally, deliberately pass around. You have 17 people by the meal. Come everyone, please, let's share the kos. Cringe now, right? So that's seemingly why the other side of the coin. But there's definitely those who do that. And I guess it must be a Davis Minnick.
It must be
a Davis Minnick. Fair? Yeah, it could be true. Could be true, 100%. Now, let's move on. The last din, which is going to bring us right into Simon Sif Yud Beis, is if it has to be Mole. It's actually Sif Yud Aleph. Now we're segueing out of Sif Yud, we're done, moving on. Sif Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Sif Yud Aleph is talking about you're literally squeezed, you have nothing. You have one becher. So what do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, you have one cup and you have an entire Shabbos ahead of you. So you have Friday night Kiddush, Shabbos day Kiddush, Havdalah. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein lo ela kos echad, mekadesh boy balayla. Yeah, ve'ino tomi menu, shelo yafki menu, not to be pogim it, not to taint it. Ella shofich menu lekos acher, pour it into another. V'toim yain shel kiddush me'akos hasheni. Fine. Ulamachar mekadesh b'mashen nisha b'kos rishon. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, but let's say you only had one revius, so you can't afford. You have only one revius, you can't afford to pour off because then you're going to be, you won't have enough.
For
the tomorrow day kiddush, what do? V'nechsam ed b'layla moiz galamach la'ashlim el revius. V'nidav k'sheish le'koyzach la'avdala. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah speaks out over here that what happens, right? If you're going to be towing and you're going to taste from it Friday night, so then what are you doing? Oh, sorry. Not Lagabi Pugum. Lagabi Mole. If you're pouring out and then you're being Mekadesh on what's left, so tomorrow you have half full, let's be positive, yeah? It's half full. Kos. How do you do that? What happened to being Mole? Mishbur brings a raya from the Shulchan Aruch itself. It must be that Kos Mole is a Maila and it's not Mahakim. So when you're in a bind and you don't have enough wine, we clearly see from the very din of Shulchan Aruch Sifid Aleph that you must not need to be mole mole to the tippy top, because how else then can we allow and suggest? We're not just allowing, we're telling you this is what should be done. It must be that in this scenario we're in a bind, it doesn't need to be mole. Amazing. Let's move on. Now we're going to get to the sif. This is a cool one. Now we get to the ekis. Yeah. I'm not even going to take a survey because I already know the answer. Everyone here, except for one person, goes and makes kiddush and then washes. Correct? Correct. Correct? Correct. The exception is correct. So, what is this about? It's a machlokes straight down from the top. Gemara, Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch Ramah. Everyone takes sides. So, you know, let's pick our sides, right? Generally speaking, if all of us here make Kiddush first and then we wash afterwards, so probably we're going to be in line with the Ramah. We all know where this is going. We're going to be in line with the Ramah, and the Svardim are Yekis. So it doesn't work like that. The Mechaber actually paskins that you should make Kiddush first and then wash. What's the reasoning? It's based on the Gemara that if you go and give preference to challah, then you have, so to speak, disgraced, or, you know, not just chose wine, chose challah over wine. You're saying, I prefer it, it's chaviv to me, and therefore you should go and make kiddush on it. So the Mechaber takes it, you know, he's a hardliner. That's what should be done. If you're going to go like the Yekis, then you should be making kiddush on challah. So says the Shulchan Aruch, and we don't want to do that, because the main takana was on wine. Give me one second. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, make kiddush first, and then wash afterwards, and make hamoitz. Yes. They say the time then, and it's not a hefsik to make kiddush. Why? Because it's litzorech, your forthcoming making hamoitzi lechem and aretz. And you're asking, then the next question is, why isn't it a hefsik? According to the Yekis, the answer is, it's litzorech. The same way you're allowed to say, pass me the salt, you're allowed to say, mekadesh haShabbos. No difference, no less.
So you say, hamoitzi lechem bayichulu, hamoitzi lechem and aretz.
Bayichulu, mekadesh haShabbos. You drink. I'm saying, if you're Yekki, you drink, and then you go right into Hamoitz. Great. Says the Ramah, no, we don't go like that. We Ashkenazim. The Ramah goes and says, rather, what should you do like the Yekkis? Wash first, then into Kiddush, then continue right into Hamoitz.
Who holds like that?
The Ramah.
No, I'm saying...
The Yekkis. Yeah?
Say this again.
The Yekis. Any Yekki meal that you go to, he's waiting for an invitation. No pressure. Come to go to him, yeah. He'll hold it however he holds it. So, we're going to run out of time. So, like this. What happens? What do? They make Kiddush. They wash. Say, Alon Tila Sadaim.
Yes.
Make Kiddush.
On wine.
Wine. Drink. Wine,
and then motzi,
and then no one talk, right in time with selech menaretz and eat bread. That's what goes on. Now here's where it gets exciting.
True.
So, it's true. Am I representing them correctly? He doesn't believe me. Except everyone talks. It's very hard to say. 100%. 100%. So now here we go. What happened? We go like the Ramah. Well, what happened over here? So here is where, you know, people go out of party line. The Taz already comes along and says that I disagree with the Ramah. But not fully. Because if you go with the Shulchan Aruch all the way, right? If you go with the Shulchan Aruch all the way, then the Yekis, are they in line with the Shulchan Aruch? No, they're not, because they make Kiddush on wine. So when the Taz goes and says, follow this Cheshbon, when the Taz goes and says, I disagree with the Ramah, I don't like the Yekis. So now, I'm in line with the Mechaber. So what if you wash first? Why would you? Why would you do such a thing? I had it myself. Let's say your sukkah is very far away. very far away from your home. That's when I was told personally, Paskin, you should do like the Yekis. Why? It's a Ramah. The Ramah goes like that. So we have 1 minute left. So now what's happening over here? We go and we Paskin like, who do we Paskin like? We Paskin like the Mechaber, the Taz says, and the Chayodim says the same thing, and the Gra says the same thing, but the Gra, the Vilna Goyen, goes and says, but we're Machmir, so to speak, like the Ramah.
Bidieved,
if you had washed, you shouldn't go then make Kiddush on bread. You should still do it on Kiddush. To be continued.
Then we'll talk about women's. Is that women to be posting on?